Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
So much better that they play the Super Bowl at like 5:30. Like years ago, they played at like 7:30. Then you would just be sleepy as crap. I'm still a little tired, but I didn't stay up late.
I thought they'd play it earlier because, yeah, last night felt really late when it was done.
Really?
Yeah.
When we were kids, it was like 7:30.
But I remember them saying, like, watch the new Simpsons episode after.
Yeah, they always do that.
And last night, it doesn't matter how late it is.
Finder or something. I don't know, some show, but I didn't watch it.
That was always a big deal, like what show was going to follow the Super Bowl. I got a couple voicemails here. Let's walk through them, 1, 2, and 3, Ray.
My wife and I are a little bummed that Lunchbox isn't coming out here. We're looking forward to hosting him. But if his plans change and he's coming out, just let me know, and I'll be at the airport to pick him up. Otherwise, in the future, if anybody from the studio wants to come hang in Vegas, I'm your guy.
That was Nick from Vegas who offered his house. Air Force Nick, who Lunchbox bailed on.
Air Force Nick, feel bad, man.
Here's number 2.
Bobby, let you down.
Morning, studio. We got to do some of the Lunchbox. For him not going to Vegas for the Super Bowl, I mean, it's just embarrassing. You gave him everything he wants. You changed everything. I vote Wheel of Punishment. I love you, Lunch, but that's just pathetic.
I do think you would have gotten in to the Super Bowl, even though tickets were super expensive, because I had a friend call me that goes, hey, I was just here, and this so-and-so offered me tickets to come in with them.
What?
And I was like, really? He goes, yeah. He says, I'm going to the game.
That's amazing. Dang. You could have gone to the game, dude. That
would have been awesome, man.
Yeah. Didn't have enough trip.
Just imagine. Imagine what we'd have had.
Didn't have enough drip.
All the stories and all the behind the scenes. I could have been the one that broke Odell and Kim.
That's been out for a month. I saw you post that, but that's been out for a month.
No, they said it's the first time they've been seen together.
But everybody knew that they were already together. How would you have broken that before them? They broke it.
I would have been, they said, exclusive source inside the party.
And also, not that interesting.
What are you talking about? Who? Odell Beckham and who?
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Oh, they're together?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Pretty big deal.
But we already had that story, and then also nobody cares.
Okay.
And also we tried to send you. We tried everything.
What party were they at? The Gronk one or the Shaq one?
I don't know which one it was at. Mm-hmm. I just saw the exclusive source inside, and I posted and said, see, Bobby, what we could have had.
Mm-hmm. Here's the next one.
Morning, studio. I have a bonehead story of the day. It is from Nashville, Tennessee, where a 42-year-old man was offered a trip to go to the Super Bowl parties, full expenses paid by his boss, but he turned it down because he did not get enough money to buy new clothes.
It wasn't full expenses.
That's good.
Like, never gave me a per diem like that I asked for, because if I'm going to go, I need to eat. So that was never on the table.
But you didn't ask for that when you asked. That's like a contract negotiation. If you get into it and then they meet your demands, you're like, you know what else I would like? That's not how it works. You don't ask for things after you have already agreed upon the terms, and whatever, it doesn't matter. But that just keeps us from doing things later.
The bonehead part is he asked for something
and then his wife said no. He won't admit his wife said no, though. That's a theory by our listeners.
I don't understand. You guys are, our listeners are idiots sometimes.
No, dude, his wife doesn't tell him what to do.
Right.
We literally played the clip.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, did you think Post Malone did a good job?
Oh, yeah,
Mike's a massive Post Malone fan.
I thought he did fantastic. I think it's funny that he still has to prove to people like how good of a singer he is because he does a lot of effects on his voice. Mm-hmm. But he can actually really sing.
He was pretty affected last night too, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I didn't know he was singing that, did you?
Like, what do you mean?
They didn't really promote that.
No, I didn't know before they said, now sing in America, the beautiful Post Malone. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I had no idea.
I knew, but I mean, I follow him pretty closely.
Fan club?
Yeah.
He's real cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not. Dang it. I keep trying to be. I just kept waiting for Reba.
Mm-hmm. She eventually came out.
And she would have hit the under, which most people were betting, except for she sang the last part of the verse twice. And that's what went over.
Ah, she got him.
Yeah. And the home of the brave. And the home of the brave. And then got, so all the bettors were mad that bet on the under of her singing.
I wanted her to be louder. I think they could have turned her up a little.
Yeah, then that's on your remote. You turn it up.
Oh, that's interesting. Is that what vol is?
Yeah, the vol.
Yeah.
That's short for volume.
That's not what I meant.
One of my favorite things last night was Tony Romo. There was a punt. Amy, I don't know if you saw it because you were just kind of in and out. There was a punt and it comes down and it hits one of the guy's legs. That's a 49er. And then one of the other guys, the 49ers, tries to recover it. It looks like he fumbled. It wasn't really his fault. And Romo's explaining what people have to yell Peter to get. And the thing was, when I played football, you yelled Peter because Peter was like a penis, and a penis you want to get away from. That's why they would yell Peter. They'd be like, if there's a punt, everybody yells, Peter! That means get away. Because it was like, if a penis was falling out of the sky, you'd
get away
from it. Yeah. And so Romo starts to tell that. He goes, and they're yelling Peter, and they yell Peter because... they should get away. And you could tell he had a moment where he's like, I probably shouldn't be talking about Peter during the Super Bowl, which I thought was really funny.
That is funny.
But changed the game in a lot of ways. But that play. But also the fact that people still yell Peter. That was old school. I mean, that was when I was playing high school football. That just means get away. Like if you yell Peter, just go to the side as far as you can. Just get away from the ball. But that didn't happen because the guy was blocking and hit his leg.
Why was it ever Peter? Why don't you just yell, get away from the ball, or get...
You want a word that you don't normally yell.
Okay.
And then I think I think it was, let's just yell something that guys don't want to be around, so they would yell Peter, as in a guy's Peter. Which is a weird name, too, for a penis. That's like a 70s term, huh? A Peter.
Yeah, we don't really say that anymore.
Yeah. But Romo talking about that made me laugh last night because about halfway through he realized he probably shouldn't explain what Peter is. He goes, I don't know if they should be saying that anymore. But, yeah, good game. I don't know. What else? Halftime show. We did all this stuff in the show. I'm just seeing if I miss anything. An ex-clerk pleads guilty of scheming to cash customer's lottery ticket that the customer forgot.
Oh, that's all.
That's what?
Hot? What did you say?
That's awesome. Like,
what did you say?
I said, oh, that's awesome. But then they got caught, so it's not really that awesome. But if a customer leaves it, what are you supposed to do?
So let's say you're the clerk at a convenience store and someone forgets a lottery ticket and it was a winner. Would you keep it for yourself? In Massachusetts, 24-year-old Carly Nunes has pleaded guilty to charges that included larceny, presenting a false claim, and witness intimidation. Here's what happened. On January 17th, 2023, a customer bought what was a winning lottery ticket worth $3 million.
Oh.
But accidentally left it behind. Didn't know it was a winner. The customer just... figured they were lost. About 45 minutes later, another customer bought tickets. The DA says Nunez then printed the tickets and the patron returned the extra ones to the previous customer. So what I'm assuming is they say printed, they didn't take them, they gave them like six of them. The person came back and was like, I have six, only had three. Is that what you think happened?
I don't know. That's, I'll have to look it up. Let me look and see what.
They drew the numbers and then they hit it for, imagine you had that $3 million.
Oh my God.
And you have a ticket you didn't even buy. While celebrating, the two were seen arguing in the lobby.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I remember this story now. Okay. So what she did is she took the ticket because she said, oh, it's not a good ticket. And then she gave it to like her boyfriend or someone else that worked with her. And they had to go claim it. Like, here, you go claim it and you're going to get 10%. And then they went to the lottery office and they were arguing over whose share was going to get what in the lobby.
Mm. But it says they accidentally left it behind. Because the person didn't bring the ticket to cash it, so they had to. It had to be when the ticket was initially purchased. Made.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, he bought the chips, left the tickets, then she took the tickets and said, oh, it's a winner, once it won, and didn't tell.
So she kept it.
And then went with her friend or whatever, coworker, and said, hey, this is how we're going to win the lottery. It's a $3 million. Oh.
But it's kind of a good idea because that winner, like, will never know. He never knew the numbers. He never knew anything. He just bought, took the
chips. And if you forget it, if you literally forget the ticket, that's kind of on you.
Yeah.
It's just sitting there. What do you do with
it? If, like, you go to the camera and they just literally forgot the ticket, that's a little bit on you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So if they hadn't been arguing, like, would they have gotten away with it?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
They said it raised suspicions when they were in the lobby arguing about it, so they started doing some digging.
Or they already knew and they had to make a reason to actually say
that could be it also.
Imagine you left the ticket and then you find out that ticket you forgot was worth $3 million and you actually get the money as well.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you do, Lunchbox?
Be awesome.
Be awesome.
It'd be, I mean, what do? You retire.
No. You left it. You're the dude that left it. And you found out that that was the winner.
Well, you sue. Because there's video cameras. They see you bought it. They know. I mean,
but
they
would they even know? How would you even know it was you?
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah, the chips. I bought chips and I forgot my lottery tickets. That's me.
Maybe they released footage.
That's
like,
the most fortunate person ever. Forgot their ticket and it gets back to them and they won $3 million. Two individuals were arrested for running on the field last night. So not really a streaker. And again, Romo shouldn't have brought that up because you're not supposed to talk about streakers.
Right.
And he said it and he goes, but I guess we're not supposed to be talking about that. But I guess they just had their shirt off, a dude.
Yeah.
Because they even said that in the broadcast. CBS did not show them. Video of one of the streakers emerged online. He was shirtless and wore white pants. New York Post.
Is that Usher?
That's funny, Amy.
I don't think so. Because
he was shirtless with white pants.
I don't think so, though. Mm. But
what's the point?
That's what I was wondering.
Like, I don't get it. If you don't have a message written on you.
Maybe a bet with friends, though. Like, $5,000 if you were on the field.
So you wouldn't do that?
$5,000 probably. I don't know how much it's going to cost.
It's going to cost more money to get out of jail.
But.
And you paid how much for a Super Bowl ticket?
Right.
Maybe nothing. You could have been given a ticket for free. This dude's ripped. He does have he has his social media name written on his chest. He's ripped, though. And then he has a hashtag written on his stomach.
Well, it didn't really go viral because.
And the security guys that got him are huge. Yeah, he's in white sweatpants, Calvin Klein underwear, no shirt. Maybe he has something on his back too, but I don't see what's on his back. So he's just trying to get a little pub there.
Dang. But you got to know by now that they don't show it on TV usually.
Yeah, but I think it's eventually going to be seen in most other places. I did see it on TikTok, but I didn't see his message.
Right.
I'm just now seeing his message. Dang.
Mike, did you go to this Instagram? How many followers you got?
Yeah, don't even give. He's not even worth it.
Nice. Good job, Mike.
Not even worth it until you get home and you do it. What?
I'll search.
Thank you, Amy.
This teen wears a size 23 shoe.
Whoa.
His name is Jarrell Bolden. When he was born, his feet were so big that his mother couldn't find baby shoes to fit him. Now that he's 16, he wears a size 23.
Oh, my gosh.
He's 6'5", 380 pounds.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
And how old is he?
16.
Wow.
USA Today. Yeah, that sucks. I mean, when I was not the same, but my mom had to cut slits in my shirts until I was 5 or 6 because my head was too big, couldn't fit through.
Right.
But at least I was cutting slits. This is having to find shoes.
I mean, how do you fit him in I mean, he's huge.
Yeah, that's crazy. 6'5", 380 is wild. Let's do this mid-roll here.
All right. My cousin told me 3 years ago, get involved in your finances. It'll be empowering. I said, nope, that's my husband's strength, not mine. Well, then my divorce happened and I had no choice. I remember it was about a year ago exactly that I was on stage at my live podcast in Nashville raving about Rocket Money. It wasn't an endorsement. I was just a new fan, grateful for the help in managing my bills, budgets, and all things money with ease. Because my cousin was right. It was empowering. Something else Rocket Money does, they help you manage your subscriptions. Yep, it's a personal finance app that will find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. It also monitors your spending, helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's pretty cool that Rocket Money has over 5 million users. That's a lot. I'm one of them. So you know you're in good hands if all these people are trusting their finances with Rocket Money. They have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use, like cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/bones. That's rocketmoney.com/bones. Check them out, rocketmoney.com/bones.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks. for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
All right, Bill Gates reveals the one question he'd ask a time traveler about the future. If Bill Gates met a time traveler from the year 2100, his first question wouldn't be about his family or Microsoft stock price. He'd ask, are humans thriving? Well, of course, Bill Gates, he doesn't need like a lottery number or anything.
He's good.
Yeah, he doesn't need like to know anything that's going to make him money because he has all the money. But imagine a time traveler comes and says you can ask any question that will not benefit you or anyone you know financially.
Oh, geez.
So you can't ask like, give me a betting tip or what's a stock? None of that. What question do you want to know? It can benefit you not financially at all.
How many years ahead?
The year 2100.
What year are we now?
So that's like 76 years.
Oh, wow.
Have we figured out how to live?
So you also are doing that. I want to know if Arkansas wins a national championship at all.
That's a great question.
In football or basketball, because if they don't, I'm just going to let my hopes go down a little bit.
Yeah.
Just in general. Please look at the sports almanac and tell me if Arkansas has won any national championships.
But do you want to know that? Because then it's like...
Yeah, I don't want to know what year.
It ruins your...
Not me.
Anticipation. If he says no, you're like, oh, why don't you need to watch?
Exactly. I'll put my... support time, energy into something that's not sports, like curing something.
Oh, that's a good question. Have we cured cancer yet?
That's good.
Probably by then, I would think.
Oh, I hope so.
What would you ask? Are we thriving? Yours was like a...
Oh, no, mine wasn't are we thriving. It was just like, maybe now that the cancer one pops in, but have we figured out how to live, like, you know, change your biological age in such an extreme way that people are, you know, able to live till 100 and they can take care of themselves?
You?
Can you check on my family?
75 years from now?
Yeah, like, can you see how many grandchildren I have?
Oh, that's cool.
Alive? They may be dead, though, too.
I know. Then I'd be like, oh, oof.
Oh, that's rough.
I know. I shouldn't have asked that question.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that's a weird one.
But yeah. I kind of want to see how my family's doing.
The whole alive thing, though, I don't think I would ask, because that could really...
really mess with you.
What if that's none? Because you guys all get in a boat accident.
Right.
There's no more... lineage is gone.
I'd never leave the house.
But you would, because you couldn't fix it. You couldn't stop what was about to happen.
I'd be on the boat anyway.
Yeah, Lunchbox?
Do I ever get to move to an island? That way I'm not asking for financial help, but he lets me know if I ever hit that lottery.
Hey, can I tell you?
So you just want to know if you hit.
I'm not a time traveler, but you don't get that island.
I'd bet on that.
Yeah, haters hate.
You might.
Exactly.
He could.
Oh, okay, he may not.
He could, guys.
Yeah, he definitely could.
He could.
A hiker was forced to kill a coyote with his bare hands.
Whoa.
The hiker was able to pin down the coyote by its neck. Mm. The coyote bit the hiker on the leg. grabbed it, held it down. WPRI. The thing about, and we grew up calling them coyotes, but the thing about coyotes is they're not big. Where we live, they're not big. They're not like a Wile E. Coyote.
No.
Some, I guess, in some other states where they're just bigger.
Even in South Texas, they weren't big.
But here, they're not very big. We had them in our backyard. They're dirty. They look gross. They just look like little dirty big cats. Mm.
But big cats. They look like dogs.
They're cute.
I guess like a mangy dog.
Oh, dude, they look like dogs. Yeah, yeah. Mangy dogs that hasn't showered ever.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Showered, bathed.
Yeah, I guess I just consider them a cat. They are a cat, though, right?
No, they're a dog.
No, they're a cat.
Coyote is a dog, guys. It's a dog. You're thinking of a bobcat.
It is? Yep. It's a dog? Wow.
Yeah, man.
Good for you.
I always considered them a cat. Really? I guess because the name is Coyote. It sounds like cat. Yeah. Yeah. Good for you.
Wolf.
It is a Canis latrans. It's basically a small wolf. I never knew that was in the dog family.
Really?
Yeah.
And they howl like
dogs.
We had
a bunch of them. Ow. We have bobcats. Well, and cows in our backyard. When we had foxes all over the place.
Yeah.
They were we put the cameras up and they were constantly back there. And not big. The bobcats were bigger than the coyotes. But even the bobcats weren't that big where we were.
Yeah, bobcats aren't really that big.
But yeah, you had to kill it with a bare hand. The problem is trying to get it and hold it while it's going crazy trying to bite you. It's like trying to... Because you're stronger than it, but it's also wiggling and aggressive.
Yeah.
Imagine you just got bit. Okay, we have a game. We did this game because I was so intrigued by that commercial. The Let's Outdo Cancer.com commercial. And we were talking about Galileo, Newton, even some stuff that I learned from that commercial last night. So I'm going to do Greatest Scientific Discoveries, the game. Write your answer down.
Oh, boy.
What is considered one of the most important scientific discoveries of all time that permanently altered warfare and the very nature of international relations?
Okay. What? Right, we're writing that down.
What?
Yeah.
Say it in English.
What is considered one of the most important scientific discoveries of all time that permanently altered warfare and the very nature of international relations?
Got it.
Got it.
Now, this has nothing to do with that commercial last night. I sprung off that Pfizer Let's Outdo Cancer.com commercial where they had all the scientists in it. Okay. Lunchbox.
The atomic bomb.
Eddie?
The atomic bomb.
Amy?
Atom bomb.
Correct. Both work.
Thanks.
Next up, discovered in 1895. What aided in the development of radiology? They help identify broken bones and organ failures in the body.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm in.
Okay.
Lunchbox?
X-ray machine.
Eddie?
X-ray machine.
Amy?
X-rays.
Good. Everybody's good. This scientific discovery was a revolutionary invention which turned heat into motion and was used to power trains, ships, and factories. It played an important role in the Industrial Revolution. This scientific discovery was a revolutionary invention which turned heat into motion and was used in powering trains, ships, and factories. It played an important role in the Industrial Revolution.
Mm. I guess I'm in.
I have no idea but this is what they use, so.
What you got?
Coal.
Burning coal.
Coal.
Steam engine.
So we get it?
No.
No.
Was it coal before that?
Not on my questions here.
Because they throw the coal in the steam engine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's how it powers it, but yeah.
My answer is steam engine.
Okay, got it.
They didn't discover coal, though. Coal had been discovered.
Yeah, but that's how you...
The telephone was a scientific discovery made by who?
Men. Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
Did you say telephone?
I did.
All right, I'm in.
Lunch?
Graham Bell.
Eddie?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Amy?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Good. Still tied?
Yep.
Invented in the 1600s, this tool helped scientists understand and learn about bacteria, germs, fungi, and plants. Invented in the 1600s. Had no idea.
That's crazy.
Invented in the 1600s. This tool helps scientists understand and learn about bacteria, germs, fungi, and plants.
I am in.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy.
Microscope.
Lunchbox.
Let me look at this closely. Microscope.
Eddie.
Microscope.
Yeah, 1600s.
You know what I did there?
I heard you.
Thank you.
The idea of gravitational waves was first proposed by who in 1916? The discovery of these waves later helped in understanding various phenomena, including black hole, cosmos, and gravity.
Whoa.
The idea of gravitational waves was first proposed by who in 1916? The discovery of these waves later helped in understanding various phenomena, including the black hole, the cosmos, and gravity.
Hmm.
I'm in.
One of two people.
Gravitational waves, 1916.
So he was a surfer.
Gravitational waves? I don't know. You got another hint?
Nope. What you got, Amy?
I don't know.
Nothing?
Newton.
Newton, okay. 1916. You just missed it.
I just took Lunchbox. The grab part.
Einstein.
Eddie.
Sir Isaac Newton.
It's Einstein.
I'm an idiot.
Oh.
Lunchbox takes good the job. Lead with two questions left.
Good wow, job, good job, good lucky. Job. Was Einstein.
1916?
So wait.
1916.
I got a question. Him and that guy that they guessed didn't live by each like same time? Because you were like...
Isaac Newton?
Yeah. I thought they were the same time.
I thought so too. Well, no. See, I thought Einstein was big in the 60s.
He could have been. But 1916 and the 60s are only 45 years apart.
That's crazy, yeah.
So imagine he's 20 or 30. Huh. That's only 65.
Wow.
And Sir Isaac Newton was... Date of birth of Sir Isaac Newton was yesterday. 1643.
Oh, my
whoa,
God.
Wow. Whoa,
missed it
whoa,
by
whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's what so I was saying. Close. Not even close. I just wanted to find that for sure.
Wow. I had no idea.
Okay.
Yeah, me either.
Okay. Lunchbox up by one. What was accidentally discovered by Alexander Fleming in 1928? It was an important breakthrough in the field of medicine since it had the ability to treat bacterial diseases.
I'm in.
What year?
1928.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Lunchbox?
Amoxicillin.
Oh, you're going to be so upset. Go ahead, Amy.
Penicillin.
Eddie?
Penicillin.
Correct.
I don't know what that is.
We talked about it earlier on the show, this exact story.
But you knew amoxicillin?
Yeah, which is...
because that's what they give
a
you.
A derivative of...
Yeah.
Okay, final one.
All right, we all tied up.
Yeah, and we'll do speed round so we can get in this.
Okay.
So we buzz in.
Just yell your name as the buzzer.
You got it.
First discovered by Frederick Miescher, what is the molecule that encodes genetic information for
Lunchbox.
All... Lunchbox.
DNA.
Correct, winner.
Oh, good job.
Get off me.
I wasn't on you.
Yeah. My DNA is... I can't even play my song. Dang it.
Is your DNA? What are we going to say? Your DNA is what?
Lethal.
Lethal?
Like it kills people?
Like it's legit.
Okay. Hey, can he sing his winning song?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it, Lunch.
And they stay there! And they stay there!
Mm. That was awkward.
All I do is
yeah, it's definitely different.
Yeah, we should play a game on the post show. If we
can. Yeah. That was one of the commercials, the Pfizer commercial, which it does when you start to look up all the scientists in that commercial, which I did. A lot of those discoveries, especially penicillin, they were like, nah, we don't believe it. 10 years before it even went to trial because people were like, nope. I don't think it's it. That's not it. But letsoutdocancer.com was what they had. You guys can check that site out. All right. I think that's about it. Ray, how long have we gone?
Let's see. 24.
What do you think the players got paid as a bonus if they won the game last night?
Did they all get paid the same thing? Or?
The winners do, yeah. And losers, but separate.
No matter if, just as long as you're on the team, uh-huh. You didn't even step on the field?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. $50,000 each.
The winners get $164,000. Wow. The losers get $89,000 each.
Wow, still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad for a day's work.
A lot of day's work, though.
Yeah, that's a whole season's work.
Whole season's work.
But they get paid for that.
Yeah.
This is.
Yeah, but you don't get there without doing all that other work. But yeah, it sucked to be a 49er player, and I have a guy that I know that plays for the 49ers. We've kind of become friendly over the past 6 months, and I was messing with him last week. And I feel bad for him. He lost. He's got two other Super Bowl championships, though, so it ain't so bad.
He's all right.
He's all right. But...
yeah, they played well, man.
Yeah.
It was a great game.
It was a great game. It was a great game. All right, that's it. Thank you, guys. We will see you tomorrow. Hope you guys have a good rest of your Monday, and we will hopefully see you guys in. Bye, everybody.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you.
24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.